Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On this wonderful, marvelous
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Happy
Mother's Day to all those lovely mothers out there.
It absolutely is.
And those who also are mothers to people, even though they're
spiritual mothers.
That's exactly what I was going for. Yes, indeed. Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We started yesterday.
Well, before we go there.
Okay.
We want to send a special, we just kind of did it, but I want to do it a little more. Greeting to our mothers.
Yes, amen.
And grandmothers. And spouses.
Mm-hmm.
And
people that
particularly
we know that are mothers.
A shout out to my mama, Miss Annie Ruth. And
amen.
She's one of those who is also a spiritual mother to a lot of folks. So, hallelujah.
Amen.
And happy Mother's Day to my fine wife, Beth.
Thank you.
And our daughter in Israel, the mother of three, Abby. Just saying a special Mother's Day out to her as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you haven't gotten a card, make a phone call to your mom. And just tell her happy Mother's Day. You know, you may have grown up in a home that's dysfunctional. But the thing is, Scripture says that if you honor your mom, your parents, that your days would be long. Doesn't say if they deserve it. Just says if you honor them, their days will be long. Think about those things. Okay, you were about to say.
Yes, we started, initiative. A study on initiative or teaching. And initiative is doing the right thing without being told to do it.
Absolutely.
Although we like to spur people to good works.
Yes, we do.
We need to.
All right.
Ourselves.
We started on yesterday's call, as you were saying, teaching seven ways to take initiative.
Mm.
Now, we used a quote that we read years ago. It says, initiative is doing the right thing without being told to do it. Person with initiative makes things happen instead of waiting for them to happen.
Amen.
Person with initiative refuses to live within their comfort zone. Person with initiative is the one who will get the bonus, the promotion, and the recognition. A person with initiative will soon be making the decisions instead of following them. What does the Word of God say about initiative? Matthew 7:12, Message Bible. Here's a simple rule of thumb for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and prophets, and this is what you get.
Mm.
If you always want to do what somebody else does, all you'll ever be is second best. So take initiatives. Now let's do a brief review before we finish this teaching.
Amen. First, ask God for his direction and wisdom. How do we get godly wisdom? We showed it yesterday, James 1:5. Classic Amplified. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly. Thank you, Jesus. Without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. There's also another little one that we pray every day too, Psalm 32:8.
Yes.
Classic Amplified.
Love
I, the
this.
Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
That's a great scripture to personalize too. I, the Lord, will instruct Dave and teach him in the way he should go. I will counsel Dave with my eye upon him.
Amen.
I, the Lord, will instruct Yvette and teach her in the way she should go. I will counsel Yvette with my eye upon her. Personalize that for you. Second, make a commitment to step out in front. David took the initiative in fighting Goliath. even though King Saul and others gave him a negative response. Initiative births confidence. Listen to David's response to King Saul in 1 Samuel 17, 34-37, which says, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he's defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion, the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine."
Mm-mm.
Saul was so moved by David's initiative and confidence that in 1 Samuel 17:37, he said, "Go, and the Lord will be with you," he replied. David took the initiative against seemingly, overwhelming odds, and as a result, saved his people from certain slavery. Amelia Earhart, the aviation pioneer, once said, "Never interrupt somebody who's doing something
you said couldn't be done."
I love it.
There you go.
Never interrupt someone doing something you said couldn't be done.
Third, create a game plan. You can always write, let's put it this way. You can't always write a workable game plan the first time you sit down. You may not know all the steps it takes, but you can write it out the best you can figure, and then you can adjust and readjust as it's necessary. Stephen Covey, the author of 7 Highly Effective Habits of Successful People, said, "The key is taking responsibility and initiative, deciding what your life is about and prioritizing your life around the most important things."
Fourth, establish a timeline. If you're showing initiative to accomplish specific goals, you got to have a timeline for their completion. Here are 7 keys to make timelines work for you. 1, create right, reasonable timelines. 2, celebrate each timeline achieved. 3, use your timelines as incentives. 4, announce your timeline publicly. 5, achieve or refocus your timelines. 6, be flexible, but stay focused on your objective. And 7, reduce your stress level with accomplished timelines. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. 5, monitor your progress. Simply said, inspect what you expect to prevent defects if you want to be perfect in your plan. As we were preparing this teaching, we came across Lamentations 3:40, New Living Translation. It said, "Instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. In monitoring our progress, we will find that any turning from the Lord or minimizing our time with Him will adversely affect our progress and short-circuit our initiative. That's why monitoring or self-examination is one of the most important things that we can do." 1 Timothy 4:15, New Living Translation. "Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself in your task so that everyone will see your progress." Focus is a critical element to initiative and the success of your daily plan. That's why your complete attention to every detail is so important. Checking your progress each day around lunchtime and make necessary judgments, that will ensure your success. One other thought. Galatians 6:4, God's Word Translation. "Each of you must examine your own actions, and you can be proud of your own accomplishments without comparing yourself to others." This is the kind of attitude and approach that will make you a trailblazer. Daniel Boone, the great frontiersman, was an amazing trailblazer. He was responsible for making the trails, which made it much easier for people to travel in the interior parts of this young country. Boone would paint big rocks as markers. One of his favorite tactics was to cut a large chunk of bark from a tree. Naturally, the bark would leave the inner wood showing in a white blaze, which is where the term trailblazer came. If I remember my American history classes right, even years, people traveling west could know they were on the right path. And I love this. Daniel Boone once said, "I was never lost, but I was bewildered once for 2 days and two nights." As you exercise initiative, everything may not be peachy. You may face adversity and even feel as though you lost your way. But don't give up or quit your quest. By the way, who's your greatest trailblazer ever? John 14:2, verses 4-6. John 14:2, 4-6. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither you goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 6, overcome any and all obstacles. If your plan were easy, anybody could do it. We've said that many times. If you ask God, he will gladly instruct you on the path you should go. What you need to know is what to do next. You're going to have to accept temporary mistakes, some detours, maybe even disappointments, as just that, temporary. Learn from every mistake and study it, move forward. No looking back or blaming anyone and giving up. How do you overcome obstacles? Psalm 34:19, New Century Version says, "People who do what is right may have many problems, but the Lord will solve them all."
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we just have to wait on the Lord.
Yes, we do.
Tell God what you're facing and ask him how to handle it. Psalm 142:2 in the New Century Version says, "I pour out my problems to him. I tell him my troubles." Showing initiative, taking initiative, learning how to handle small problems prepares us for greater opportunities. 1 Corinthians 6:2, Contemporary English Version. 1 Corinthians 6:2 says, "Don't you know that God's people will judge the world? And if you are going to judge the world, can't you settle small problems?"
Wow. Seventh, enjoy the success your initiative brings, but always give God the glory. Psalm 119:5, New Living Translation. "Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees." And there is a guaranteed way for us to succeed in every action that we take. Proverbs 16:3, New Living Translation. "Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed." And the Amplified Translation version.
I love that one.
Proverbs 16:3 says,
"Roll your works upon the Lord, commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed."
We are clearly judged by the actions we take, the things we do. But we have choices. Jeremiah 17:10, New Living Translation. "But I, the Lord, seek all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to their actions, what their actions deserve." Your initiative, your actions determine your future. And it's just that simple. Hallelujah. Make plans to join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Thoughts TV. You can watch it on YouTube, or you can watch it on Facebook at Brother Harold. But join us, and we look forward to it.
Amen.
Until next time, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God, and have a happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.